Tosfos and all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why we need a Pasuk Lamaet? Shiloi Hoya Boi Lomoi Ki Yeshva Achim Yachdov, the first Mandama. Atche Oysalem Yeshiva Achas Boi Lom Ki Yeshvu, what is Ki Yeshvu? Pasuk could have said Ish Ki Yomu Zochiv Ki Yeshva Achim Yachdov Shoysalem Yeshiva Achas Boi Lom. It's a droshe that Shiloi Boi Lomoi, you can't do Yibum. Frank says, what I need a pasuk. Teipuk le mitzad, darche o darche noya. Teipuk le mitzad, darche o darche noya. What is darche o darche noya? Teipuk le mitzad, darche o darche noya. Either that without the miut, you would have to wait, maybe your father-in-law would have another baby. But maybe it's not darche noya to wait. Other like the Ramban, Rab Kiva Eger, if you will not have to wait, but when they will have a baby, you will have to leave if you get married. So sinishkin darkenoya. So either way, Tesis Kasha was, so why I need a pasuk of Yachdov? Ki yeshu achim Yachdov. To mimayet, that shalari ba'ilom, you don't do yibum. On them you don't do yibum. You don't do yibum because teipu limitzat darkenoya. This was Tesis Kasha that we were handling yesterday. And we mentioned, I don't want to be mad, because this is negator ahemshech. That all the Rishonim answered that Tesis Kasha is not a Kasha. I need a pasuk in a case that is more achim. Belo yitche mehai beise. The Sarosh, the Rashba, the second Teretz. Belo yitche mehai beise is more achim. So b'chai gavne, anyway she has to wait. Anyway she can't get married. So it's no chison of dar chinoyam. Now a new brother is born. So the shail is if the new brother could do yibum or cannot do yibum. Mitzad darchi noyam is noyam. She's anyway not available. She anyway has to wait. She's a tofus. She's asuk. She can't do what she wants. She can't get married. She's not pnuya. But mele, now the shail is if the new brother could do yibum or not. So this is the thesis of Rosh Teretz, the Rashbos Teretz, and we saw in Rav Kiva Eger, as does says the kashe, sholeinu liyashev, why thesis didn't answer. Mochber gesagt, aber Rav Kiva Eger gelernt, avos daf shtalmen. Rav Kiva Eger says, so it's a gaza good teretz, no? So why Tesis didn't answer it? It's a glad teretz. He asked me a kashe, what I need a posuk, teipuk le mitzad archinoya. It's a poshten of kemina, it's more brothers. So Rav Kiva Eger had his cheshbonis back and forth, it's still. Le mais and then it's stage fair, noch alle cheshbonis from Rav Kiva Eger. So we mentioned yesterday, that the teretz has to be, Rebel Chonon is roi mistet, in Kovitz Ores, Simen Vov, Lemaise, in Ksabe Choysen von Rab Kiva Eger, they have in the yeshiva Ksabe Choysen von Rab Kiva Eger, Simen Tzamachay, Rab Kiva Eger says it's the Gotera himself. Here they didn't bring it. Aber in the Ksabe Choysen, Rab Kiva Eger, stels this kasha alein, so what is the answer? Why Tezer didn't say it? So Rab Kiva Eger, the Cheshmin is Poshet. Yesh li istapek, what is the gather of Darche or Darche Noyam? Darche or Darche Noyam is a Naya Aloche. I'll give you the marshal. Esa deichaloisa se shev alta se gavu kovad abrias she deichaloisa she shabateire shas atchak. So b'meile zadin einach nami you have to do yibum, aber dacher dacher noyam is nish noyam. She has to wait so long. It can be. So she doesn't have to wait. It can be. This is one way to learn dacher noyam. Esa deichaloisa shev alta se gavu esa she kovad abrias. Shasat Chak, Dachet Achinoyam, Vaskementam, Adonai. Tarkinoyam is a droshe. Like we have Hekesh, Bamemotzinu, Boze, Velimed Alze. Tarkinoyam is Melamed, how to learn the Teire. We have to have a Rebbe, how to learn the Teire. He teaches us Pshat. We have Yud Gimel Midasha Teire Nidreshes. We have Yud Dalet Midasha Teire Nidreshes. One of them is what? Dachet Achinoyam. And we said enough Kemines, we said, we know that Hadassim, the Gemara says in Sukkah, what is Hadassim? It doesn't say in the Torah to take Hadassim. It says, Anaf Eitz Oves. Eitz Oves, tree leaves. The Gemara found a different kind of leaves that also have tree leaves. Hidruf. Ve'ime Hidruf. So the Gemara, Darcheo Darchinoyam. So she has needles. If you cut, you will bleed. It can be Hashem said it. So what if it's someone that has a very stark hand? He doesn't bleed. He could take it instead of Hadassim? So we tried to figure out what Hashem meant in Anaf Eitz Oves. Could be he meant Hadassim. Could be he meant Hidroif. Val the Teira is Noyam. It's not Mistama that Hashem said that everyone will be bleeding in Sukkos. So Mistama, Hashem meant Hadassim. And Hashem didn't mean Hidroif. This means that it's a gilui. This is the second side. It's a gilui. It's megale how to darshan. So even if a person will not be bleeding, today people will manage to make a kind of hidruf. But you know, today they could fix everything. There'll be no needles. So you could be yoitza adasim, avadanish. Not only that, if you have adasim today that you have murkiv, you also can use them. It doesn't say to take adasim. It says to take an afetzavis. Today with all the genetic things, they made all different leaves. Doesn't help. Because it was only a chetimtzah to find out what Hashem said. After we have a drosha that Hashem meant, that the drosha of Hashem means adasim, it's adasim. Other name, tachel darchinoyam means you have to be a nice. Zogt Rabbi Kiva Egen, ksavi choysem, zehu amachleikes harishonim v'teisus. Teisus learn, the rishonim learn, it's as a sheva al tase, esa dechaleisus, as a tchia. Frag the rishonim, why I need shaloya boilome that can do yibum, typically mitzad, it's not noyam to wait so long. It's not noyam that when a new girl was born, she will have to leave the marriage. So the rishonim, but I have a chetim, so that it is noyam. When it's more brothers, she anyway is waiting. So dear, misvore, I would say that shaloya boilome could do yibum, I need a drosha that he cannot do yibum. Tesis learns that Cher Darche Noyam is a way to uptouch the Pasuk. Well, it's not Noyam to wait so long. So we decided when Hashem spoke about Yibum, He spoke about brothers that are around B'shas Maise. So when the Mitzvah Yibum was given, it was given in a way that we're talking about brothers that are living B'shas Maise. Why? Because if the Torah will speak at potential brothers, some cases will be a big problem. Will be not Noyam. So now we know that Hashem spoke only on brothers that exist. So you ask him, so again I'm asking you, Kashi, Valis Darke Noyam, I don't need a pasuk to tell me Shloya Barilamon. What are you telling me? But I have one case that it is Noyam. So dear as Darke Noyam, I will not know. I need not true. After Darke Noyam, because it's not Noyam, I had to uptouch the pasuk as Adasim means Adasim. So today I don't check every specific case if it could be or cannot be. So Val Darke Noyam says you can't wait so long. So even in the case that you have brothers and she anyway is waiting, but it's Nismael from the parsha. This is the reason Tesis cannot answer like the Rishonim. This is the reason Tesis said the Andere Teretz. That's the Cheshem Rab Kimeigen and Rebel Chanan Pshat in the Tesis. Now, let me get into the Teretz of Tesis. So, Bekitzo, Tesis has a kasha. So, why I need Darchi Noyam? Teipug le mitzad, and why I need Yachdov? Ki yeshu achim Yachdov, shoiz le mishiva achas ba'olam. Teipug le yasinishke Noyam. Ve'oi meri, de'itzterich le guf. De'itzterich le'echa de'chamoiso shel yevoma mu'uberes. De'avishapi Darchi Noyam, ve'tamtin shemotei le'tzocho ve'teskukolo. You know why I need a pasuk of Ki Yeshua Achim Yachdov and I can't learn it from Darchi Noyam? In the case that the mother-in-law, if the Yevomo, is Mu'uberes already, so b'meile dear, you have to wait till the baby is born, so there's no chisoron of Darchi Noyam. So b'meile, I need a pasuk to tell me that, but as Shaloya Ba'ilamoy, he doesn't have to do it. And this thesis is a medrash pliya, especially the way we're studying the thesis now, you can't even read him. Tesis asked the kasha, sinishke noyam. Sinishke noyam. So I don't need a pasuk. So Tesis, I have one case that it's noyam. The chamoisa is mu'uberes. In that case, anyway, you have to wait. So I would think that there is darchi noyam, as the pasuk, that is memayet. We have a drosha from the pasuk. What is the drosha from the pasuk? The drosha from the pasuk is. And that even there you don't have to do yibu. That's the drosha from the pasuk. That even there you don't have to do yibu. Freitzach de kashe, Tesis teretz is a modern teretz. And we'll be mastering what is so schwer in Tesis' teretz. First, what is the answer of Tesis? When you read the Tesis, it sounds, there you have to wait for 9 months. So what if you have to wait for 9 months? So it's noyam. Why it's noyam? It's a short period of time. How you learn pshat Yaakov and Tesis? What is the answer? It's a short period of time.
You know she
lost the whole time. What? It's a short period of time to wait. What? Before also, what was Tesis kasha? It's not noyam to wait for 10 years. Lamazaga. What is the answer? She has to wait for 9 years. For 9 months.
She knows there's a limit how much she's going to have to wait.
So you say it's limit. So in Teisa Rosh Mashma, the Teisus means that it's a short time. Azay Mashma in Teisa Rosh. But it cannot be Pshat in Teisves. First, Teisus and Daf Beis said that even a week to wait is not Darchinoyam. Teisus said that a Nida to wait, it's not Darchinoyam. Teisus answered, why Nida is called Darchinoyam? Shigam lebay lo tzricho lehamtin. But without shigam lebay lo tzricho lehamtin, without shigam lebay lo tzricho lehamtin, Teisa said that it's not called darkinoyam, that a needle, yavama, that is a needle, has to wait for a week, it's not noyam. So Teisa says it is noyam, because gam lebay lo tzricho lehamtin. But state in Teisa's beetzem, that if you have to wait for a week, It's not called Darchinoyam if you have to wait for a week. So why here it's called Darchinoyam to wait for 9 months? Aleph. Beis, I bichlal don't understand. Tesis was learning before, we asked the Kasha, answer a better Teretz. It's more brothers. We said, Tesis says, even if you find a Chetimza that it is Noyam, but because in a lot of cases it's not Noyam, so b'meile, you don't doubt in the posuk that I know misvore that Yibum is not negia b'shalohayo b'ilamoy, and will not help me to answer that I found a echetimtze. Right? This was the whole answer. Let me finish. What was the echetkashev teisus? Teis asked table in mitzad darchinoyam. Zog in all the rishonim is a poshte echetimtze that you need a posuk when it's more brothers. Zog them kivehege. You're right. Teisus learns even if you have a lot of echetimtze that it is noyam, but in some cases it's not noyam. So I know misvore that I'm dashing in the posuk that yibum is only b'hoyo b'ilamoy and I don't need a posuk. So Teisus didn't want to answer like the Rishonim that is Echetimtze, because even if you have Echetimtze, aber it's weiter nicht genau genau, I'm in a different Echetimtze. So by Mele, I know that the Pasuk is not talking on these Echetimtzes. So Teisus, I have Echetimtze, she's Mu'beres. You're right. Or when she's not Mu'beres, it's not Noyam to wait. So Al Korchoch Yibum is only by Lamoy. So what Teisus is gaining in his answer? This is the second Orada in Teisus. Second order in Teisus. And Bichlal, it's not the push that you have to wait. Teisus, you have to wait. But Rab Kiveiger comes and he asks a starke kasha. Kiveiger is not busy with our questions. Why short time to wait is not a problem? Doesn't bother Rab Kiveiger. He's not going into cheshbonos. Why if you what we said, why Teisus is saying it? Kiveiger says, I'm asking a simple question with no lumbus. Teisus says that she's muberes and you have to wait. Frank of Kiveiger, why she has to wait? Why she has to wait? She's cuckoo. Why? Maybe what will come out of this muberes? A little baby boy? Zog of Kiveiger, the chances is that it will not be a boy. Mechza nekevitz, mechza schorim. Miut mapilois. Is roiv that he's not a zocho. She's allowed to lekatchila go to get married now. So how Teisa says that she has to wait, she doesn't have to wait. As they find Rab Kiveiger. Akushi Atsum Apshat. We ask to Cheshbonos, even if she has to wait, we don't understand what Teisa wants. It's weiter nicht genoyam. Even if Vana Echetimtze, aber Teisa doesn't hold for me. Two Geschmacke Kashes, that I think are very, very starke Kashes, that we will have to answer. Aber Rab Kiveiger fragt, Lama lafen ab Cheshbonos. I'm asking a simple kasha. Teisa says she has to wait. Al pi aloche, she doesn't have to wait. Is roiv that it's not a zocho. So I was in Panovich, before we answer, the Olam answer that we're speaking about the Maise, his Shver didn't have one Chamoisoi. Shver's married to five ladies and all of them are Mu'boris. So
what? Each one?
No. How much chances?
Each one is 100% chance she's going to have.
For sure, we'll be
everyone.
Not true. 100%, 100%. For sure, we'll be. Out of four, will be one boy.
Shh.
יש לי סטאפ, יש... שנו... יש לי סטאפ, if it's is a time, אבל לא שנה תסס, אז חמוי שמעוברס. But you have to understand, it doesn't make a difference that it's a vayte chetimtzem. I'm just explaining, you have to know if the kasha is a good kasha or not. Because abi sidoy chetimtze teisus has an answer. You need a pasuk. As even to be maimi the pasuk, you need it for chamayis and mubaris. If lo yitzur, but it's five taker, we say so. It's considered a roif. I'm saying mistaba that it's not. We have to done on everyone. It's mistaba. Mistaba. Not mishgenarai. No, Yaakov lost. Mishmegei. Yaakash mishgenarai. Mishdazara. That's how important this kash. I'm just saying it's hore. I said it's not important. That's exactly what I'm saying. Matamai, it's not nagia. I said it's not nagia. I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand. It's not nagia. 10 times. So if Siddur is Eichet Timtze, if Siddur is Eichet Timtze, so Mimela, we have a Teretz of Tesis is Kashi. So Lemaise, so we have three kashes the Be'etzem and the Avona and Tesis. Three kashes on the Avona and Tesis. One kash is that Bichlal, Lehamti in a short time, Siyotayna. It's also the Nishken Darkinoyam. Second kash is, Afilu if you have Eichet Timtze, we said Tesis is not looking for Eichet Timtze. If Tesis is looking for Eichet Timtze, we have a better Teretz. Rabbi Kivayegi's kash, Al Pi Roib, she's allowed to get married. Al Pi Roib, she's allowed to get married. So we said, Epsha said up a cheshbonus to argue with Rav Kivayegi. I want to say another or that the Italian Ponovich, but I don't want the Oilam to argue about it. I'm saying that tonight that we're not going into it. But we have the Iker Zachen, not the Zayt Iker Zachen. That the Welt Tainus of Rav Kivayegi, that could be, you write that it's Mechza Schor and Mechza Nekevis. I know by Ashkof Rishon, you told me that the cheshbon doesn't work out, but it's not the Poshet. The Maise is a mute that have twins also. And if you make a cheshbon, the Maise, Al Pi Roiv will be a Zachor. Al Pi Roiv will be, again, the cheshbon is an Aitzel. Cheshbon is an Aitzel. Mikol Mekoyim, these are the three kashes. These are the three kashes. Zogt Reb Chaim in Stenzel, a noob shot in Tesis. Reb Chaim is coming to Miyashev, Reb Chaim is coming to Miyashev Reb Kivayegi, the man of Miyashev ala Andere Shaila Zeichel. Zogt Reb Chaim pshat in Tesis, Tesis didn't mean that he has Eichet Timtze. Tesis didn't mean that he has Eichet Timtze. Tesis didn't mean that he has Eichet Timtze. What Tesis means? Tesis means that without the posuk, avade, it's not noyam that yibum will come later. She has to wait. It's not noyam. It's not noyam. Tesis had said, oh, but without the posuk, ki yeshvu achim yachtov, I would think that if the chamoyser is meuberes, is already a ziken now to the uber, and she's zokuk now to the uber. Doesn't we disal kedai toch? So ki yeshvu achim yachdov she'oysu lehem yeshive ba'olam. But without the posuk, avada would not think, listen to them, avada would not think that is a, that if a yovam comes later is a parsha of yibu. Avada, it's not noya. But I would think that when this yovam is in the world, she's a mu'beres, is a zikah to this yovam. B'meile. First Zog Reb Chaim, the Teretz of Reb Kivayegi's kasha. Zokter avade al pi aloha, she's allowed to get married now, and she will get married now, because al pi roiv she's allowed to be soimech, there will be an akeva. So Rav Kivayegi paskin that she's mutter to get married, she will get married. In 9 months a baby will be born and she'll be also. Zokter Reb Chaim is no chisson of darkenayim if that's what happened. Why? So the prime, the aloha is the moshul. The husband dies. She looks around, no brothers. So she gets married. 10 years later, the father-in-law shows up from America, from Ever Medina Sayam, and he had a new baby. She didn't know that he's living. So the aloha is teitzah. Sinishkin darkinoyam. So it's never darkinoyam, because she never knows maybe it's someone around the world. So it had to be the aloha, while it's not noyam, that if someone comes from around the world, he's not zoykek. Because if someone around the world is zoykek, she will never know. Maybe someone will come from around the world. Why it's not called a chison and darkinoyam? Why is not called a chison and darkinoyam? Maybe someone will come from around the world. Why is not a chison and darkinoyam? Zogt b'chaim, the teretz is azay. It's not noyam if someone, the moshel, doesn't have a zikin now, and the yavam shows up, he's born, is nischadish a zikin. The Torah didn't give us such a zikin. When the Torah gave a zikin, and you don't know the metzias what is happening, this is not a chisoron and darkinoyam. This is not a chisoron and darkinoyam. What is a chisoron and darkinoyam? When someone is not around, is Nesro, and then is Hutro. A new parsha, Nishkenoyam. A new parsha is Nishkenoyam. But lo yitzur yizokuk to this person. Al pi aloha yisayim that he's not a boy. And then you find out that it's a boy. It's Nishkenoyam. I'm asking you, no chisor. I'll ask you, Shale Alamol. Soim chim ala chazokes. Right? You check something. You think that it's okay. You eat it. You find out there's a treif and a veilus. You have to bring a comb. Nishkenoyam, I ate, now I feel terrible. It's not Ish. The Ba'edim came, Meis Ba'ilo. She's allowed to get married. Same for my lady. Tomorrow the husband come back, Teitzim Mizeo Mizeo, she's also al Ba'ilo. It's Nishkenoyam. The Torah had to say, if I was Samech, I was Samech. The Torah said that. The Torah told me, the Torah told me. It's Nishkenoyam. What? What are you answering? Two Edim came.
We let her get married,
that's it,
she's
going to
check it, she's
going to
check
it. No, this is the Rabbon on Beidechov. But now I'm asking when two Eidim come. So the husband comes back. She's Oines, she has to bring a Kobel, she sees she's Kobel, she's Inso. But Oines, she brings a Kobel. First of Mishnah Isha Rabbah, she brings a Kobel. And if she's Eishes Koyen, she's Asur Lebaile. And if she's Eishes Koyen, she's Asur Lebaile. She says, is that fair? And every Eishes Koyen is scared to get married the whole time. Maybe the husband will come back. Das ist nicht kein Chisson und Archinoyam. Wenn man sagt, wie Ege ist Kasche, ist nicht kein Kasche, das ist Reb Chaim in Stenzel. It's a big Yisoy. Aber Reb Chaim ist gerecht, es muach kol hat ihre Kula. It's only a Chisson und Archinoyam when something is nischadish. When something is nischadish, it's not Chisson und Archinoyam. Aber after the Reb Chaim, aber Azei Miyushev, all of the other Kashas and Teisves, Tesis bichlal didn't mean that, you know why it's darkinoyam here? Because it's only 9 months to wait. Tesis meant andere zach. V'yishleim ha-shu mu'beres v'yavishab ha-darkinoyach tamtin shematel et zocho. Tamtin doesn't mean she has to mamtin in 9 months. She will have to wait if it's a zocher or not. If she wants to wait, alosh na'teis ha-bisla shver nefirib chayim. But not the pshat that in 9 months makes it noyam. And the same thing the last kasha we asked. Not that Tosfos found a chetimtze of noyam. Zog Tosfos without the miyut, she zokuk to the ubo. Sedainu, the chinoyam will say that no new parshas come into the picture. This is not a new parsha. This means that the ubo, she zokuk to the ubo. Before we ask the kasha, what is the kasha of Tesis Darkinoyam? I have a chetimtze that a new zikah could come into the world, and it is noyam. When brothers are around, we say it's no chilukim. If it's a miut, it's a miut. If Darkinoyam is memayel lefi Tesis, doesn't help to happen a chetimtze. Tesis didn't answer, I found a chetimtze of noyam. So Tesis, we're speaking in the ubo, there is no chison of Darkinoyam, and is a zikah now to that ubo, and bemele, even that now she's mutalino, and she will get married, but if later we'll find out that is a zocho, will be a zikah to him. And this no shaykh is to the mir from Darcher Darchinoyam. This is the answer of Tesis. As they learned Reb Chaim. About the Lashonis of Tesis, nicht as a gishmak, especially the Veln asked in the last word of Tesis. Shem o teilet zocho v'tiye skukoloi. V'nimtze skukoloi. V'nimtze skukoloi. V'nimtze skukoloi. not v'tias kukolay. Rebbe Elchanan also b'teich advarim, he brings this tzad, says, and what is the gzeras hakosuf? Ki yeshu achim yachdov, and it's not enough in yachdov. Kilu in the havamina we thought this is called a yachdov. This is what he called a brother that exists. But as the yachdov is nismay that this is not called a brother that exists. It's not mamish a yeshiva ba'olam. Asem davzog lefir abchay. But yadno as mamish min hakotze lakotze. Reb Kidei Ge, everyone learned teis kipshuta. It's a yichatimtze. Reb Chaim learns teis and says it's a ganze long the shavot. The lefidus al kedai tor shiskuka to the ubo. Now, as one more orado, Reb Nochem asked, and the Stasefis, and the Rishonim, and everyone. All of the Rishonim came with a kasha. Why I need a posuk? To me ma'at shaloi hoya boi lomoi, teipuk le mitzad darchi noyam, teipuk le mitzad darchi noyam. Freit Reb Nochem is a poshte nefkemine. If you learn it out mitzad darchi noyam, she will never patter the tzoro. We finished last perek, the first perek. The Gemara says, Eilenis doesn't patter the Tzoro. Eilenis doesn't patter the Tzoro. Frag the Yerushalmi, Mai shnom mishloi hoya bo ilomoi. Zog the Ramban, Hoso ma toiro befiru shmiato. Eilenis, it's a shesach de memele. Shloi hoya bo ilomoi is a gzira sakosuf. It's not me'elov. As a lashon Ramban, but out there is Beiri. But the lashon Ramban is in the end of the sugya of Eilenis. Right? The Abba Birushalmi hikshuken, and the Yerushalmi answered. Elo she'amu by Yerushalmi, ilo bidu nesuim le Eilenis. Amar le Eilenis ki mishayinu ba'olam. אמר לי, איילניס בטעם אחר רוצה איסו, אשר תה לדיות עושה שאני יולדס, אבל איכם שלא בואי, לא מוי, אר בואי. וואי, זאת רק רמבן, שעשו הכוס ובאילו, וזה מיוט אין דפרש. ספרק דרב נוחם, so what is the cash of all of the rishonim? שלא היה בואי, לא מוי, I don't need a פוסוק על סדר חינוי ים, על סדר חינוי ים, או ברזן המיוט. We see that Eishesach of Eilenis doesn't part of the Tzoro. Why? Because it's Eishesach de Memele. Eishesach of Shabbat Elom, if he doesn't have a mitzvah, it's Eishesach de Memele. If it's a mute in the parsha, it's a Elvedik Eishesach. Then it could part. Zog Reb Nochem, Avada, could be taken that Teisus has the kasha, Teisus Lashitos that I can learn that Eilenis could part of the Tzoro. Teisus learned that the Elvif and Eilenis is enough to part of the Tzoro. It's only because it's Shalem Mokim Mitzvah. Only on the Ramban it's Shver. But Teisus himself in the Sugi of Eilenis said that Eilenis Be'etzim is a Elvif, Teisus in Nefches. That the reason it didn't part of the Tzoro is that Shalem Mokim Mitzvah doesn't fall Bichlal. But not because it's no mute. But the Ramban and Rashi that learned that Eilenis is Nishkan Elvif Dikei Shesach. Shalem Elom is a Elvif Dikei Shesach. L'chur, we have a kasha. So Reb Nochem said, Ken Zayin, if we say that Arkinoyam is a way to darshan the posuk, so Ken Zayin, b'meila, it's a mute in the gufa parsha. Ken Zayin, it's a mute in the gufa parsha. Val Arkinoyam is a way to darshan the posuk, if Arkinoyam is a way to darshan the posuk, b'meila, we could say that it's a mute in the parsha. Ken Zayin, yesh li izboinan, yesh li izboinan. But here Reb Nochem said something gewaldig. Namash niflo. Zogt Reb Nochem, the teretz is, we have a new teretz of Teisus' kasha. We have the Rishonim's kasha as more brothers, we have Teisus' teretz, Meuberes, and we have my teretz, Zogt Reb Nochem, the best of teretz. That the Chinoyam Eina Chinami should be potu, but I will not know that it's a Ervedikei Shesach to patu the Tzor. Zogt Reb Nochem, and now you'll have what I wanted yesterday. Zogt Reb Nochem, Rashi had Shver Teisus' kasha. How the Gemara asks the kasha heichaksive, it's noch darkinoyam. And Rashi in Pizayin explains, it's a chamiut from the parsha. So b'meil is noch darkinoyam. So what are we answering? Why you need a pasuk? Zog Reb Nochem. What? For the chefze for Nesro. That's the Rashi. Heichaksive leisure. That you can't do it, it's noch darkinoyam. The only shayla is, we know that it's a hermedikei shesach. Does it the Gemara's kasha? Ari, we said, I was madish yesterday when we learned how to learn. That Avadi, you could say all the Terutzim. Everyone came over to argue with me again on the Terutzim today. Avadi, you could say a lot of Terutzim on the Rashi. Reb Nochem said, but Rashi didn't have to say it. Avada is part of a melee that Shesach comes back. Rashi is bothered. So if all of the Rishonim is not even one Rishon that doesn't shtel here, and the Kashi from Darkinoya, mit Abisin Fall was. But that Weiss is bothered all of the Rishonim. If it's a Zaytik, a Kashi, was mit Darkinoya, the Nida, was mit Darkinoya. Here all the Rishonim start the Sugi, but was mit Darkinoya? Das ist die Kushi Amerikosis. And the Rishonim have Tirutzim. Rashi doesn't open the Tirutzim of the Rishonim, it's Pasha, because more brothers don't help, like we said, it's a myth from the Parsha, Rashi the Pizayin is Mashma, V'ochi koma ko ben ele b'shas misi koma, Teisus Teretz, Chashvera Teisus Teretz, yeah. The Teretz is so good blochim, Rashi will say the glad of Teretz, Rashi is Shittosu that holds that iron is doesn't part of it, it's just achdem b'meile, it's not an elvedikei shesach, you need to be a shesach sheyesh leibonim, and we explain, has to be a shesach that doesn't want Yibum, and I will explain. If it's mitzad darki noyam, the shesach will Yibum. No, was is not nice. Nebach, the Salman, Nebach, Lozot. But the Eishesach wants Yibum, right? We explain all about what is called the Eishesach the Mele. Mitzad the Eishesach sheboich will Yibum. Nebach, was comment on? Yeah, I'm a Erve. Nebach, it's nicht genoyam. It's nicht genoyam. You can't do Yibum. Nebach, you can't do Yibum. But it's nicht genoyam with the Eishesach. No, it's nicht genoyam with the Eishesach. If it's nicht genoyam with the Eishesach, if it's nicht genoyam with the Eishesach, it can't bother the Torah. Can't bother the Torah. But this can never be the case. Can't bother the Torah. So we made it. Reb Nachum Tais made it. Tais kash is bechal nishkin kash. Tais kash bechal nishkin kash. I'm giving a hate. But the Teretz is avade. We need a mute. And the Ramban and he's that shitas Rashi that we were madgish. When we learned that you'd base an island is we mark with Rashi with the Ramban. I'm a katzer and the whole tzushtel to bitter island is. But we didn't mark if too much of an island is. But this is shitas Rashi the whole time. Rashi is going with the Yerushalmi that Eishes Achdem and Mele doesn't patter. Every time in the Filo Shnio we explain Rashi is not going with Nesro. We'll see later in the Futeschof. Rashi learns this like Eishes Ach sheyesh lebonim. Ervedik Eishes Ach. And we explain. Eishes Ach minayim, ervedik Eishes Ach. Shloi boi lomo that is Shesach will not get Yibum. The Mele to Erve le Yibum. This was the whole Torah Alamol. The Mele, so Rashi, hey, Chiksim, it does not get as Kashe. Le Yisure. But not to do Yibum. Darchi Noyam. So I'm not that Rashi Alamol as is Kilach Yad Rishen in Kashe. And I'm saying, it's not a Duke. I'm mad gishlein. If I remember, I'm saying, but if I remember, I heard that Reb Nachum also in the Shir, the first day he asked it, and only the second day in the end, and he zog the Teretz, and he said that, he was masping a lot of things in between, yeah? The whole page he was masping. He said, ich will weiß in der Eilom, as mishtolta for Ora and Rashi, and he looked to say glad, we can zog mam shfesta teir in the Sugya. Ich kann sagen, I'll be the evidence of Teretz of Rashi. Forget, it's a choy modiki kash. It's a forget, tesis lishito soy. If you remember, tesis that you'd base a mudal if we saw a tesis as that the Torah is minahem, my man is the Eishes Ach will patter the Torah. Tesis kaseder that the Eishes Ach was enough to patter. If he doesn't know from Eishes Ach, then memele. Aber Eishes Ach that is nismayet from Eilenis, from Torah is minahemes, from Darchinoyam. These Eishes Achs for tesis are enough to patter the Torah. It's enough to patter the Torah. And you can't say that Tesis didn't want to say Zaytike Yechetimtzes, because Tesis bought up Sagansa Sugya to find up Zaytike Nafkemine. Tesis bought up Sagansa Tesis says, the Gemara learns him at Godel Shilly Yavim, Le Mashma, the Kor Sila Ochi. But Tesis tried to say, maybe it's not such a kasha, Sido Epis Nafkemine. Tesis tried to say, we didn't go into that little piece. But Tesis says, the Chops Acheshman and the Gemara wanted to say Godel Memayim. So maybe the Pasuk is for that. Tesis is not coming for a drosh that comes out with the Ragab. Tesis, the Pasuk is not coming for that. If Tesis would have Nafkeminis, Tesis would say them gleich. Tais was say them gleich. Tais that it said that the ganze pasuk is that will not have a mistake that mitzvah begodl and only begodl not begodl. Tais it's not enough to say that the pasuk is for that. I was enough kemina tzor, I was enough kemina. Tais can answer, push enough kemina, to pat the tzor. Tais is chod, it's not shken teretz, it's shesach is enough to pat the tzor. But if you rashi, the kasha hefzach nishtom, so the kasha, glad the teretz. Let me get the gemara vayta. Es ist auch im Schleu, hoi aboi, lomoi, hei chiksive. Mi der Rashi, on der Rashi, Omar Rab Yudah Marav, Omar Kro, ki yesh vachim yachtov, shehoi solem yeshivo achas boi lo. So lefi the first man the Omar, this is Pshat HaGemore. The drosh is in the word yeshvu, shehoi solem yeshivo achas boi lo. Prad le, es ist auch im Schleu, hoi aboi, lomoi, yachtov, miyuchodim benachlo. What is miyuchadim benachlo? Prat leochiv minayim. So here the Rishonim, Shlomi, the Rishonim are omer here as an astira in Rashi. Rashi explains, Yeshvu achim shoyisolem yeshiva achas boilo. Shoyisolem yeshiva achas boilo. Yachdov, miyuchadim benachlo. Miyuchadim benachlo. So Rashi, what is miyuchadim benachlo? Lafuk yach minayim. So Rashi says, המיוחדים בנחלו הראויים לירש זה את זה. The halacha is that brothers yarshin each other min ha'av. Brothers min ha'aim don't yarshin each other. If they have the same mother, they don't yarshin each other. To yarshin each other, you have to have the same father. Rabbi Omar, achi min ha'av yolif ach ve'ach ve'mipnei yankev. Ma le'olol min ha'av ve'loi min ha'aim, afkan min ha'av ve'loi min ha'aim. Frey digmore velelef ach ve'ach ve'me'arayes. Dainu, he doesn't want to go with Kiyeshu achim yachdov. That yeshiva achas bo'ilom. And yachdov miyuchodim benachlo. He just wants to learn ach ve'ach ve'mibnei yankev. Frey digmore, learn ach ve'ach ve'fun arayes, that even ach minayim is called the ach. Donim achim me'achim, ve'in donim achim me'ochicho. And in arayes state, eish es ochicho. זוג דגמור, מי נפקי מינה, תונן ורבי שמול ושוב הכהן ובוא הכהן. זוי שיבה, זוי ביה. It says that in a hekesh, even if the words are not the same, ושוב ובוא, he comes, ושוב also means that he comes. So you can make a hekesh, ושוב ובוא, even though it's different words, if it's the same token, you can be makish one to each other. So avad, you can be makish, אך מן האב, להוכיחו מן הרייס. So אני מילאיך את הלכם מידה, דה דומילאי. So you can make a hekesh, but here you have to decide and to choose if to be makish to Bnei Yaakov or to be makish to Arayas. So Vav Bnei Yaakov is the same word, and Arayas is not the same word. So we makish what is doimah to the same word from what is not doimah to the same word. Avaleicha deikim midah d'domilei midaminilei alfinan. Frek de gemora akasha. ולהליף אח ואח ומילוית דכסיב כי אשים כאנושים אחים אנחנו. The Gemara wants to learn out Yibum not אח ואח מבני ינקב, אח ואח ומבני לוית. How you learn out from בני לוית? What was לוית? לוית and Avram. What was לוית to Avram? What? Avram was a nephew of what? Lloyd was a nephew of Avraham. So look what Rashi says. Look in Rashi. V'tisyabem eishes achi oviv. Azevi Lloyd is a nephew to Avraham. So if you, not, I would say, so the melee, if your nephew dies, you can marry the niece. You have to do him to the niece. Rashi says no. If your uncle dies, marry his wife. Whereas this is Rashi. Look in Rashi. מילוית כאנוש ותסיאבם איש אסחי אוביב שערי בן אוכי ואיו הרי לוית was a nephew so learn out that to me have him uncles
because the
Achim
is going
one second Tastus and Yevom and Yumed of Beis and Mud Beis says that the Gemara means that if the nephew dies me have him the niece. Rashi says if the uncle dies me have him your aunt. Right? Rashi learns, and the tzaddik will learn ach ve'ach ve'mibnei yankev. What will be yibum? By ants. You'll be miyabim ants. Tesva says in Yume, you'll be miyabim nieces. If your nephew dies, you miyabim the niece. So Reb Nochem says that someone told him, maybe it's not a machlekes. One says one, and one says the other. First, our derech halimud is that we make a machlekes out of it. Why? Why Rashi has to say halfway? Stam. He was a nephew, so not Rashi to speak about a nephew. So Rashi goes, he's a nephew, so we have him the uncle. Aber zog da arze de berav, it's not only stam that Rashi has a machlekes. Zog da arze de berav, it has to be that as a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Why? Be'etzem, why Rashi, what is the difference de chetimtzev Tesis de chetimtzev to Rashi? By Rashi, you're marrying Erve. An aunt is an Isur to marry. A niece is a mitzvah to marry. It's a mitzvah to marry a niece, Be'etzev. It's a mitzvah to marry a niece. What? You don't need a posse. A posse is a mitzvah. One says a mitzvah. No, I mean it's a mitzvah in the Rabbana. Here's a mitzvah. No. I don't mean that it's really a mitzvah. Rashi learned that the case of Teisves cannot be the parsha of Yibum. You know why? What do you want to be the parsha of Yibum? If your nephew dies, marry your niece. And if my niece is an Erves, I can't marry her, right? And she patters the Torah. Why? Well, there's no Ishesach, there's no Isu. If the Gol Geder of Arai, if Yibum and Tzores, as Ein Tzoro Elameach, the whole Sugi end of Gimel, that to patter Tzores, you have to have a Shem Isu Ishesach, it will not stim. So Rashi wanted there to be a case that is Arayas, that is a Isur, and it could ask the Tzoro, it could be an Isur Ishesach. And this is what Rashi explains in Av Gimel, that why we learn Yibum only in Tzores, and only in Ishesach, and not Bishar Mekoimus, because it has to be a Shem Isur. Let me get weiter in the Gemara. I'm a super allemal. Lefide tzad. I'll ask you another shayla. Lefide tzad. You want a better raya? I'll tell you a better raya. I didn't think, but I see the oil. I'll give you a better raya. Why Rashi has to be chaylek and teisus? I want to ask you a shayla that I don't have a pshitas on it. I have a swallow. I don't have a pshitas, but I have a svar. I want to ask you as a shayla. What would be the aloche, lefi the hava amine, that is a yibum and an uncle? There's a yibum and an uncle. Shirash. Only in an uncle and not in a brother, or also in a brother and also in an uncle. If we will learn out from light, only uncles you'll do yibum, and brothers is no yibum, or even brothers. What is the glad kind? Also brothers. Glad is also brothers. Kieshu achim yachdom means only uncles.
Achim means a brother.
What? No, it's also brothers. Even a brother, my father is my brother. My brother is my. I said again. Shh. I'm saying again. Shh. I don't have a raya. I think that it's glad. Shh. So now I want to ask you a shayla. So it's mistaba that in brothers avada will be a mitzvah sibum. Not only brothers, even uncles. I think that is the gladka. But I think if anyway this havamina doesn't stay. This havamina doesn't stay. But I say it's mistaba to me lefida havamina. So frek the world. So Rashi says that the mitzvah to meyabem the ant, right? Your uncle died. You have to meyabem your aunt. I'm asking now the halacha. There's a mitzvah to meyabem your aunt. Without mitzvah sibum, there's a aveira to marry your aunt, right? Chutz from the aveira to marry your aunt, there's a gemara in Daf Gimel that shemeres yovam shel ovi v'zasur aloim. There's a mefurish pasuk that when your aunt dies, your uncle dies, and he doesn't have kids, you're not allowed to marry your aunt. Also, legalis knaf aviv. So you're right, that posik is after our sugi, I'm asking. Aber is a droshe, leisigali knaf aviv. So why Rashi has to arrange that there was a hava amine to marry the aunt? Lo mimami the posuk that the hava amine was married to marry the niece, and the gemara of Navdalet could be silefi the hava amine, silefi the maskone. Why Rashi has to hoifach yoitzres? That lefi the hava amine will be a mitzvah to meyabem aunt, and we will not darshan knaf shegilo aviv, and the whole Navdalet will have to learn different. You're right, the maskone, everything will change. Who asked Rashi to mess the whole zachara? Say, what? What? Shemeres Yom, no.
The
nephew
is not alive.
What? No. The Gemara learns Achim means uncle. Later, Yachim Yicholim and Achim, anyway, it's no uncle. We're not going with that. The Gemara says Shemeres Yovam Shalaviv. What is the Shemeres Yovam? She's a Yavam. If your uncle dies, his wife is a Shemeres Yovam for your father. So b'meila, every time when your uncle dies, his wife is a shemeres yavam of your father. I asked if it's only that, also that. This is a madgim. Every time when your uncle dies, if we say that yibum is also in brothers, so every time when your uncle dies, chutz that you have to do yibum, your father has to do yibum. So b'meila she shemeres yavam shalavim. Again, Avada could be exeres akosuk. But why Rashi has to reinsetz the posuk that I'm going to marry my uncle? Rashi could have said that I'm going to marry my aunt. So I'm set. The Teretz is, Rashi nishgihat abrere could be, but he learned that it can't be that the mitzvah will be to Meyab and Denise, because Val is not a thing that here. It's not called the mitzvah's yibu. Let me get invited. Zog de gemore. וכי תימה אלוהי מופנאי וכי תימה אלוהי מופנאו וכי תימה אלוהי מופנאו לא יתזנת מופנא. So במילה you can't darshan, you can't darshan from Lloyd because it's not mufne. Lai afnuye mufne, Lloyd is also mufne. From where we know that Lloyd is also mufne, midehavele lemichtav reim veksiv achim, shma mino lafnuye. The pasuk had to say that Lloyd said ki anoshim reim anachnu. Why it says ki anoshim achim anachnu? Shma mino lafnuye. Shma mino lafnuye. So from that the Gemara darshens that the pasuk in Lloyd is also mufne. So mitzad mufne you could learn sign from Bnei Yaakov and sign from Bnei Lloyd, from Lloyd. The mele you need a different drasha. Kosav Rachmana Yachdov hamiyuchadim benachlo. Kosav Rachmana Yachdov hamiyuchadim benachlo. So nochabo. The Gemara wants to learn ach ve'ach from Bnei Yaakov. Zog the Gemara it's mufne. Zog the Gemara I will learn out from Lloyd. So the Gemara, Lloyd is also mufne. Lloyd is also mufne. Why? Because it could have been written down Reim, and it says Ach. So for me, I don't know if to learn from Lloyd or to learn from Yankiv. Av dem shteit yachtov ad shiyu miyuchodim benachl. Ad shiyu miyuchodim benachl. So the Rishonim asked a starke kasha. Bepshat. For the Stira and Rashi. But the Rishonim asks the Kasha bepshat. The Gemara says the Posuk by Yankiv is Miyuta. Why? Because the brother says, Shneimasar Anoshim Achim Anachnu. Why they had to repeat that they're brothers? That extra word that the Torah writes down is extra. So Shmamin Alafnuya to Darshan, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdov, Ach Veach Bebibnei Yankiv. Zog the Gemara, Avram told Loit, כי אשם אנושים אחים אנחנו, אל נוטעים מריבו בינינו. ואל, he says אחים, אחים is also מיוטה. Why אחים is also מיוטה? Because you can write down, אנושים רעים אנחנו. פרנגן הראשונים, how the posse could write down, אנושים רעים אנחנו. זה פרק דה רמבן and the רשבו. But אברון told Lloyd, כי אנושים אחים אנחנו, אל נוטעים מריבו בינינו. So the more, the word אחים is מיוטה. Why? You could write Reim. But Avram said Achim. How did Teru write Reim? But Avram didn't say it. What, Avram has to speak preparing the droshes? But the brothers, it's not a kasha. The brother said, Le-Yosef, Anoshim Achim Anachnu. The Teru doesn't have to write every word that they said. I'm sure they said a lot of things to Yosef. When they met him, oh, you know how much we miss him. Some of them, a lot of things. The Torah only writes down the main points. Oh, but here, you want the Torah to write a different word?
Look at the pasuk.
No. Lama Hashem. What? Says Avodecha later. So as I frag in the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashbo. אז איפה רגע את הרמב"ן את הרשב"א? פשט הגמורה. אם הרמב"ן את הרשב"א מכוח דין סייר דיפן פשט עם הגמורה. So בעצם, it's totally בעצם, it's a big shaila attack, and this is one of the places that they bring a raya. If the words of the Torah is the words that the people spoke in that days, Avada, the Torah is, it could be that it's much more words that were talked. Oh, but the words have to be the words that were said. Other name. They said under Zachem. The Torah and Torah words brings down the story. What happened? You know, Avram told Lloyd. He didn't say Nishke Nachem, Nishke Reim. He told him, Lloyd, no, Lama Hetzachon, stop the fight, we'll be okay. The Torah writes down, Paulus Yais, what happened? Not these words and not that words. The Torah takes the story and puts it in Torah words. The Rishonim learn name. Every word that it says in the Torah that the people said, they said. Could be they said more words. Could, as a vice to is the Machlekes. So the Torah is metargumed word by word. About it. No, the Torah is metargumed word by word. The Torah is metargumed word by word. So as they state in the Ramban, it's a big Machlekes. So because we come zog the Gemara, zog the Ramban and the Rashba, mikoyach this shaila learn a andere pshat in the Gemara. And for the Gemara, so why taki we don't learn out from Bnei Loi? Zog the Gemara. Kosev Rachmon yachto v'miyuchodim benachlo. Zog Rashi. Ha'miyuchodim benachlo. Shecholkim nachlo achas. La'afuk Eloit she'ein ha'cholek nachlo achas. Has to be brothers that when one Yerusha comes, they divide it to two. Lloyd and Avram never divide the Yerusha to two. Lloyd Yashin's his father, and Avram Yashin's his father. So they're not choylek anachna to two. Frek the Ritva, Stira and Rashi. The first Rashi explained why Achminaim, you don't Yashin, why he can't be a Yavam. Yachdov, Lafuka Achminaim, She'ein Yorshim Zedze. How we know that Lloyd is not? Yachdov. Shemiyuchodim benachlo, sheyorshim nachlo achas. So the Ritva learns that these two Rashi's are not a stira and they mashlim each other. So the Ritva like this: Achim minaim are not yorish each other. Dainu, if a brother dies and they have the same mother, they don't yarshin each other. But what does happen if the mother dies and she doesn't have a husband? The kids yarshin the mother. So they are Yerush Nachlo Achas. So dear Rashi had to say, Aval Einam Yoshim Zedze. Einam Yoshim Zedze. But Rashi could not say in the first Rashi that Yoshim Nachlo Achas. Achim Minahem could Yarshim Nachlo Achas. And the second time by Loit, Zogt Rashi, Zeritmo, they are Yerush Zedze. Lo Yitzur, Loit dies and he doesn't have kids. And Avram is also not alive. And her father is also not alive. So Avada, you could yash it zedze. They're not yoyrish nach la'achas. But the yoyrish zedze. So dear Rashi had to say, she'enum yoshim nach la'achas. So zog the Ritva, divrei Rashi mashlimim zedze. Divrei Rashi mashlimim zedze. You need, so in Yachdov state, ad shemiyuchodim benach lo means, also Yoshim Zedze, and also Yoshim Nachlo Achas. Ach Minaim is not Yoshim Zedze. Ach Minaim Loit is not Yoshim Nachlo Achas. B'meile b'chai Gavna it works. Frag the Ritva, why did not Yerush Nachlo Achas? I'll give you a poshtei chetimtze. What is the case? You have Avram v'Loit. So, Avram and Loit. Loit is his nephew. What would be if the grandfather dies? We'll take a normal case. Yaakov and Reuven v'Shimon. So when Yaakov dies, Reuven v'Shimon yarshin him. Shimon is not alive, and Levi is alive. And Yaakov dies, so Reuven and Levi, the nephew and the uncle, yarshin the Zedek. Every time. What Rashi says? That and the nephew and the uncle, they're not Yerush. Why they're not Yerush? Was the nephew and the uncle, and the Zaydi dies, so the uncle takes his portion, and the enikel takes the portion of his father. Why it's not called Yoshim Nachla Achas? Why it's not Yoshim Nachla Achas? Again, Rashi needs two tirutzim. Yoshim nach la'achas, and Yoshim zeh zeh by achim minayim, and by loy does not nach la'achas. Frank the Ritva, it's not true. If the zeh dies, the yoyrish nach la'achas. So the Ritva answers, but it's not direct. It has to go through the father. The Rashba frek the kasha, and it says it almost never happens. Almost never happens. And here the shaila is, the Ritva answers, Lomdish. Poshet, it has to go through the father. And the Rashba answers, Balabatish. It never happens. The shaila is, if it's a machlekes or not. Amos Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the sugi of Zikin.